In an effort to help military personnel deal with psychological problems, the Army has sent combat stress control teams to Iraq. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Dr. Elspeth Cameron Ritchie, an Army psychiatrist.
Studies on the higher-than-normal rate of suicides among soldiers in Iraq are currently underway. A report was scheduled to be released at Thanksgiving, but it has been delayed. However, Dr. Ritchie said this war is clearly different on the psychological front, and the military is using different strategies to handle it.
Every war has produced psychological reactions, and we've learned that if we don't treat the psychological reactions up close and quickly, then we will lose a lot of troops because we'll send them out of theater, and usually if they leave the theater, they never return. So what we're doing now is we're trying to be very proactive, treating people right away with the principles of combat stress control.
So treating them right away means getting involved, even if they say, you know what, I don't want to talk to you.
Yes, it does. And ideally, it should be getting involved before the traumatic situation. Because after a firefight, you know, nobody wants to have somebody come by in a white coat and stick a clipboard in their face. But if you're somebody that they know and trust already, then they're much more likely to talk about what happened, usually.
One of the peculiarities of the Iraq situation is there's so much unexpected taking place, long-term deployments, sometimes harsh living conditions, changing weather conditions. Does that add to the stress of this war?
This war is clearly an incredibly stressful war. There's the suicide bombings. There's not knowing who's friend and who's foe. Those awful sandstorms. There's numerous stressors on the psyche. On the other hand, our troops are well-trained. They're sent over as units, and they leave as units. So this is different from Vietnam. In Vietnam, people rotated in individually and out individually, and that was not good for the sense of unit cohesion and morale. This time, as much as possible, we want to put the units in there together and bring them out there together.
Now, what about the families at home? What can they do once the fighter comes home?
The military tries to prepare the troops now for returning home because reintegration into the family is critically important. And the most important thing is folks will have changed. The soldier may not talk very much, for example. Be ready when they are ready to talk. And then for the troop who's returning home, they have to recognize that their family will have grown, gotten more independent often while they were away. So when they come back, they need to know that there is a new order of things and to reintegrate gradually with that new order rather than to come back and try to take over right away.
Dr. Elspeth Cameron Ritchie, a lieutenant colonel, is a psychiatrist at the Army's Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences in Bethesda, Maryland. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.